name is Lista Reed, and I'm a student at Florida A&M University. Today, I'll be presenting work done towards my master's thesis, where I'm trying to find a biological control for corn grass. I'm using extracts from native and non-native plant species. Corn grass, sometimes called jack grass, blady grass, spare grass, a long, is a C4 racemaceous weed. This has fibrous roots, and the fibrous roots extend from a scaly rhizome. Corn grass is one of the most difficult weed to control. It can be grown almost anywhere in the world. Corn grass was introduced to the United States in the 1900s, and the species invades the Gulf Coast state of southeastern United States. Corn grass is mainly spread by seeds and rhizomes. They compete with neighboring crop plants and rob crop nutrients and reduce the yield. Corn grass can be found on roadsides, in mine areas, pine plantations, and recreational areas. This picture shows corn grass on the roadside in Tallahassee, Florida. And here is the distribution of corn grass in southeastern United States. Now I'm going to give a description of the species that I'll be using, that I used as a control. The first species is mealygrass. The reason for choosing this species is that this species was found to be growing along corn grass in the St. Marks River in Florida. And this species, corn grass did not invade the environment of this species, so we said, well, there must be something, so we choose this species to see what possible could happen. Mealygrass can grow up to about 3 feet tall when it has plumage and 2 feet when the plumage is absent. Mealygrass has moderate growth rate. It's a clumping grass, and the leaves thin like tube, and the masses or the plume range in color from white to pink, to red, to purple, and the color of the plumes depend on the time of the year or the season. The second species is Conopodium. The reason for choosing Conopodium is that past research has shown that Conopodium has some allelopathic properties, hence I chose this species. Conopodium originated in Central America and thought to have been distributed throughout the world. Conopodium, the plant has a strong odor, and it has been used as an anthelmintic, a worm medicine for many years. The oil from this plant is also highly used in Baltimore as the extract. The objectives of the study were to evaluate corn grass rate in the presence of mealygrass and Conopodium extract. Compare the effectiveness of extract from the leaf, root, and stem of the selected species, and to establish a method for obtaining plant extract for use in the allelopathic studies of corn grass in vitro and in vivo. The corn grass used in this study were harvested from the roadside in Tallahassee, Florida. The ramets were separated from the genets. The corn grass were about 70 centimeters in height when they were harvested. They were harvested by digging the plant out of the soil, and the ramets were then separated from the genets. This picture here shows the harvesting process of the corn grass. The corn grass were cleaned to remove unwanted roots, leaves, and soil. The corn grass shoots were then placed in 500 milliliter magenta vessel containing 60 milliliter of the plant extract. The extract placed in each magenta vessel were 60 milliliter. This was enough to cover the root of the corn grass when they were placed in the magenta vessel. They were then placed in the growth chamber. This picture here shows the preparation process of the corn grass for planting. And here, this is the steps in preparing the extract. First, this is the Conopodium plant. The plants were harvested. They were then, the parts were then separated. They were then cut into small pieces, blended in the blender with distilled water, and they were then strained with the cheesecloth, and this is the final product. This is the extract that we use. The growth chamber in which these magenta vessels were placed were maintained at 28 degrees Celsius at a 16 to 8 hour photo period. 3 drops of fungicide were initially placed in the magenta vessel at planting time. This is to reduce the amount of contaminant that might be present in the, at initial planting, because we didn't do any form of sterilization. Observation for root and shoot growth were collected at 7-day interval. And this picture shows the magenta vessel with the Kogan grass in the growth chamber. The vessels were divided into 7 equal sets. The randomized complete block design was used with 5 replications and 5 treatments. Roots and shoots for each plant species were taken once per week, like I said earlier. The data collected in the study were analyzed using SAS 9.0 and tests for equal proportion in the number of genetics that survived were done using chi-square. Now for my results. I did a pairwise comparison. I compared the control, I used distilled water, and this is the Miller grass root. So I compared the Miller grass root with the control, and the survival rate between both, there is no significant difference. There's also no significant difference between the survival rate for the Miller grass shoot and the control. However, there is a difference in the survival rate between the Miller grass root and the Miller grass shoot. Now for the conopodium. There's a significant difference between the conopodium leaf and the conopodium shoot survival rate. There's also a significant difference between the conopodium root and the conopodium leaf survival rate. There is no significant difference between the conopodium root and the conopodium shoot. Also, for the control, the conopodium shoot and the control, there is a significant difference between both. And there is also a significant difference between the conopodium leaf and the control here. This situation, we weren't expecting this situation. We weren't sure what could possibly cause this situation. Further tests will be done to see if we could come up with something that could give us something to say that could be the cause. And also there is a significant difference between this control and the conopodium roots. In summary, utilization of native plant species or extract provide a means for reducing chemical application and an opportunity for understanding the biological mechanism through possible allele chemical of native plant species and land race. The benefit of the project to Florida and the Gulf Coast states will be reducing the financial burden and managing invasive species. I wish to acknowledge the following. Thank you, and any questions?
Any questions?
Yes, sir.
I understand that Kogan grass itself is quite alleleopathic to everything else, and that's probably one of the reasons for the dominance.
Yes. I think so.
So it's going to be hard for the whole maybe find something that would outpower in the little activity.
Well, based on my research, the work done, we got some favorable results with those species. So we continue, we are going to take it further.
It would be nice to see if you can actually transplant and by seeding reduce it.
Yeah. We plan to do that. And we also plan to analyze the extract to see what are the components present in the extract. Yes, sir.
Did you try the extract on other species to see if they have biological activity or having a bad?
Well, for the Conopodium, research has been done that showed that Conopodium has allelopotic properties. But for the Mueller grass, we observe it growing in conjunction with the Kogan grass, and it did not invade, the Kogan grass did not invade the Mueller grass environment, so we were curious. So hence we said this plant must have something, why, because Kogan grass invades every environment it's in. Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.